Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Investigators are still on the scene of the interstate bridge collapse in Baltimore. Tons of debris remain in the water outside the port of Baltimore. No vessels can enter or leave the port, snarling shipping traffic. Divers have found two victims' bodies underwater. Four people remain missing from the disaster and are presumed dead. Gustavo Torres is the executive director of the Maryland immigrant advocacy organization, CASA. He says two members of his organization, Miguel Luna and Maynor Suazo Sandoval, are among the missing victims. Torres says the CASA organization began to work with the men's families after the bridge collapsed.
We immediately started to reach out, and in fact, we identified initially Miguel and then Maynor, who were not part of the family anymore. So unfortunately, they disappear, and still we don't know about their bodies.
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. The Biden administration has approved major changes to the government's statistics about race and ethnicity used to redraw voting maps and enforce civil rights protections. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, future census forms and federal surveys are now set to include a new checkbox for Middle Eastern or North African.
The White House's Office of Management and Budget's decision includes changing the federal government's definition of white. It will no longer include people who identify with groups such as Egyptian, Iranian, Iraqi, Israeli, Kurdish, Lebanese, Moroccan, Palestinian, Syrian, and Yemeni. A change sets up Middle Eastern or North African as the U.S. government's first completely new racial or ethnic category since officials first issued in 1977 standards on racial and ethnic data that the Census Bureau and other federal agencies must follow. Advocates for Arab Americans and other MENA groups have long campaigned for their own checkbox. Research suggests many people of MENA descent do not see themselves as white. These changes were first proposed during the Obama administration before they were shelved by Trump administration officials. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks opened higher this morning as the Commerce Department reported somewhat stronger economic growth at the end of last year. NPR Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 30 points in early trading.
Revised figures show the U.S. economy grew at an annual pace of 3.4% in October, November, and December. The Commerce Department initially reported a 3.3% growth rate for the quarter. That was revised down last month to 3.2%, but now we're back up again. The latest revision shows stronger consumer spending and business investment. Whatever the number after the decimal point, it's pretty strong economic growth. The job market's also holding steady. New claims for unemployment benefits showed little change last week. Home Depot wants to do more business with professional contractors. It's buying a supply company, SRS Distribution, in a deal valued at more than $18 billion. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The government of Ireland says it is seeking to intervene in the case involving Israel before the International Court of Justice. South Africa originally launched the case accusing Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Irish officials say the court will decide that question, but they say Hamas's attack and taking of hostages and the Israeli military attacks on Gaza violate international humanitarian law. Sales of vinyl records went up last year as part of an ongoing trend. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, old-fashioned physical records were just one sign of growth in what turned out to be a strong year for the music industry.
Streaming remains the biggest driver of growth. Revenues from paid subscriptions topped $11 billion in 2023. But according to a new report from the Recording Industry Association of America, sales of vinyl records shot up 10% from the year before. Thank Taylor Swift for many of those sales. Her vinyl version of this album sold more than a million copies, soon after its release last October. But vinyl has been on the rise for nearly 20 years. Overall, sales of recorded music grew by 8% over the previous year, which was the eighth year in a row that music sales have increased. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Nobody won the Powerball lottery jackpot last night. The drawing on Saturday night will be for a jackpot worth $935 million. Earlier this week, one ticket matched the Mega Millions Lotto jackpot. That was worth more than $1 billion. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.